This is KCUR. For two decades, the sculpture Modern Communication has caused controversy from its downtown location in front of the Kansas City Police and Fire Departments. It depicts a bronze businessman standing on a briefcase with a shoe in his mouth, fingers in his ears, and a tie flapping across his eyes. Some find it offensive, saying that it suggests police don't listen to area residents, but others view it as a satirical work. In 2011, the sculpture was put into storage to make way for an expansion, and now it's back, in a slightly different location. KCUR's Laura Spencer caught up with the artist, Terry Allen, by phone from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
As an artist, it seems like there's sometimes flexibility about the siting of your work. But in Kansas City, two decades ago now, you won the commission for a 1% for art project, and it was tied to the communications building shared by the courthouse and the police headquarters. What influence did this site have on your work?
When I knew it was a communication building, I immediately thought about how we communicate, and which immediately makes you think of how we don't communicate and how we block communication. So both of those kind of ideas kind of took precedence in the way I was thinking about it, and I just started drawings about that. But I had been doing some bronze pieces at the foundry here at the time, doing some busts, and I'd done a bust called Shoe, which was just a guy with a shoe in his mouth. And I'd done a piece called Tie, where a tie had completely wrapped around a guy's head. And so I was kind of interested at that time in how we block communication. And all of these things were playing into the way I was thinking about it, that it was a new communication center, and that it was by the police department, by the jail. It was fire department, police department, communications. It was the courthouse on the other, kind of looking across at City Hall. It became, you know, obvious that I was going to do like a person in a business suit and deal with kind of that kind of an image. That's where I started making drawings and building the idea for the piece.
In the exhibition at the Belger, there are drawings for more than two dozen of your public artworks in downtown Los Angeles, San Francisco, the Denver airport, and modern communication in Kansas City. The drawings are in watercolor, ink, and colored pencil. And for modern communication, you've described it as a rough sketch. You have notes on the side and questions circled in red. You know, it looks like things that you're continuing to explore, even though you have this, you know, very clear image.
Kind of the first thing I do is just make notes and walk around and then start doing drawings and sketches, just the possibilities. It's a way of thinking out loud and getting it down on paper so I can look at it and think about it as a physical possibility. It's a pretty open-ended process, but it all goes back to the hand and writing and making an image.
In 2011, modern communication was placed in storage, and this was during renovations. At the time, there were all kinds of conversations about possibly changing the location of the work or even returning it to your own collection.
Yeah, it was never presented to me that it would come back to me. That never became an issue for me. You know, if part of the contract was that if the piece was ever moved and changed site, it had to be mutually agreeable. And that's pretty much in all of my pieces, either agreeable with myself or, you know, down the line in the state. So it was never irritating or an issue or anything for me. It was just, you know, turned out well, I thought. I like it every bit as much as I did the original site, even better, because I think there's something more mysterious about it.
Terry Allen's bronze sculpture, Modern Communication, is on view in front of the new entry to the Communications Center in downtown Kansas City. The exhibition, Possible Impossible, Terry Allen's Study Drawings for Public Works, runs through May 2nd at the Belger Arts Center in the Crossroads Arts District. Photos and more are on our website, kcur.org.